Section 10, the Stream Companion Software. During earlier sections of this audio tutorial, we've talked with you about the Stream Companion software that we would be reviewing it in this audio tutorial. Remember in earlier sections of this audio tutorial, we've talked with you about the folders that you need to create on your SD card, or that the Stream would automatically create these folders for you, depending upon whether or not they were already created on the card when you put the SD card into your Stream, and that you had to copy files into these folders. Well, we at Humanware thought it would be very important to produce a piece of software to help simplify this for you. It's known as the Stream Companion software. The purpose of this software is to allow you to very easily copy content such as DAISY or NISO books to your Stream or SD card, as well as to allow you to remove books from the SD card. In addition, you may have voice recordings on your Stream. Remember, these files are in a format not compatible with your PC. They have a file extension of .3GP and are stored in AMR Wideband Plus file format. So, one other purpose of this Stream Companion software is to allow you to convert those files into WAV file format, a very standard format that can be played on your Windows PC. This software is optional and can be obtained from the Humanware website, and depending upon when you received your Stream, may also be contained on your Stream CD. Let's go ahead now and install the Stream Companion software. I have it in a folder on my machine. Let's Alt-Tab to it.
Stream Companion 105. Stream Companion 105. Stream Companion 105.x. List view 1 of 1.
I'm going to go ahead and press Enter now.
Stream Companion 105.x. 1 of 1. Dialogue. Static box. Please wait while the Install Shield Wizard prepares the setup. Static box. Dialogue. Stream Companion Install Shield Wizard. Next. N. Button. Dialogue. Stream Companion Install Shield Wizard. Welcome to the Install Shield Wizard for Stream Companion. The Install Shield Wizard will install Stream Companion on your computer. To continue, click. Next. Back B. Button. Disabled. Next N. Button. Cancel. Button.
And the next button has focus, so let's go ahead and press the space bar.
Space. I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. D. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2. Dialogue. Stream Companion Install Shield Wizard.
We're now in the license agreement screen, and if you wish, you can read the license agreement by tabbing to it, and it's just a standard text field. You can up and down arrow and read the license agreement if you wish. However, we're going to go ahead and bypass that now. The way that you accept the license agreement is by pressing the up arrow key.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. A. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2.
And then press enter.
Complete. C. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2. Dialogue. Stream Companion Install Shield Wizard.
Now you're given an option to either install the software in its complete mode, meaning all of its features, or
custom. S. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2.
And I pressed down arrow to get that selection. You can do a custom installation. The software is relatively small, so really we would advise that you go ahead and install the complete software application. I'll do an up arrow.
Complete. C. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2.
And press enter.
Install. I. Button. Dialogue. Stream Companion Install Shield Wizard. Ready to install the program. The wizard is ready to begin installation. Click Install to begin the installation. If you want to review or change any of your installation settings, click Back. Click Cancel to exit the wizard. Back B. Button. Install I. Button. Cancel. Button.
And the install button has focus, so all you have to do here is simply press the space bar.
Space. Dialogue. Stream Companion Install Shield Wizard. Setup status. Stream Companion is configuring your new software installation. Default. Cancel. Button. Cancel. Button. Stream Companion Install Shield Wizard. Finish. Button. Dialogue. Stream Companion Install Shield Wizard. Install Shield Wizard complete. The Install Shield Wizard has successfully installed Stream Companion. Click Finish to exit the wizard. Back B. Button. Disabled. Finish. Button. Cancel. button. Disabled.
And the software is now complete, in reference to getting it installed. So, we have a finish button here. It has focus. All you have to do now is either press enter or press the space bar on the finish button.
Space.
Once the software has completed its installation, you'll find a shortcut on your desktop called Stream Companion. You can invoke the software this way, or you can access it from the Start menu under Programs and access the Stream Companion submenu to get to the software. Now that the Stream Companion software is installed, we now need to either connect our stream to our computer, or we need to connect a card reader and put our SD card into that card reader. If you're going to be copying a large number of DAISY or NISO books to your stream, or if you're going to be moving a large number of AMR Wideband Plus or voice recordings from your stream to your PC, then we would advise that you would remove the SD card from your stream and place it into a card reader. You'll find you'll get better performance by doing it that way. I'm going to go ahead now and place my SD card into a card reader and then connect that card reader to my PC. Let's go ahead and do that now. I'm plugging the card reader into a USB cable.
Play using Windows Media Player. List view 1 of 5. Dialog. Removable disk height.
And we get our familiar dialog, which has a number of options in it. And let's just explore this list. We can play in Windows Media Player.
Copy CD using Nero Burning ROM. Play audio using Nero Showtime. Open folder view files using Windows Explorer. 4 of 5.
And this may be an option that you want to use, depending upon what you want to do. Sometimes this actually is a lot quicker than closing this dialog and then opening up Windows Explorer and that type of a thing.
Take no action. 5 of 5.
Or in this case, you can take no action. I'm going to go ahead and press enter here. Now that we have the SD card in a card reader and that we have it connected to our PC, let's go ahead now and open up the Stream Companion software and show you how it works. I'm going to invoke the Start menu.
Start menu.
And I'm going to press P for Programs.
P. Programs P pulldown. 4NT84 pulldown. 4NT84 pulldown.
And I'm going to up arrow.
Stream Companion S pulldown.
And here's the Stream Companion menu. Let's press Enter here.
Stream Companion S. Location C program files view.
And this is what we want to invoke, so let's press enter.
Menu, graphic, app starting, property sheet, stream companion, books on PC, books on PC, P, no selected item, list view.
Now that the Stream Companion graphic software is open, let's go ahead and tab around this dialog box and show you what is here. By default, focus is placed into a list view where you would normally see a list of books that are currently available on your PC. Right now, we don't have any in my Documents folder, so we need to change that location so we can make sure that we find some books to transfer. But we'll show you how to do that in just a minute. Let's tab around the dialog box and show you what's here.
Read only. Edit box. PC books location 0. See documents and settings. Jeff Bishop, my documents.
This is a read-only text box, which shows you where you're actually looking at on your PC for books to transfer.
Browse PC. B. Dialog. Button.
This is the Browse PC button, and you'll use this
graphic
to change the location where you're going to look for books.
Books on storage card. Books on storage card. S. Unchecked. Call of the Wild. Status. Not selected. Size. 0.4 MB. Path. IVRDTB Daisy Butcher Book Call of the Wild. List view. 1 of 3.
This is a list of books that are currently available on your SD card.
Combo. Edit box. Select storage card D. IVRDTB. 1. Graphic.
This is a combo box, which would allow you to change the location of what SD card to look at, or if you have the stream connected to your PC, the location of your stream. So, if this is not the right location, which most of the time it should be able to figure it out, then you can simply type in the location, or you can do an alt down arrow and look at the options that are available here and select one, and then press the tab key. Let's go ahead and press tab again.
Read only. Edit box. Space on storage card before operational. 3849.1 MB.
So this is the amount of storage before the transfer.
Read only. Edit box. Space on storage card after operational. 3849.1 MB.
And this is the amount of storage after.
Graphic.
And these will change when you actually do the transfer or the delete.
Transfer remove selected books. T button.
This is the transfer or remove selected books button.
Refresh. F button.
Here's the refresh button.
Close. C button.
And then the close button.
Help. H button.
Here's the help button.
Books. Tab control. 1 of 2.
And here is the books tab control. This dialog box is a multi-tabbed dialog box, and we have two tabs currently available within the Stream Companion software. You can navigate between these tabs a couple of different ways. You can either tab or shift tab to this tab control and then move right or left depending upon where you're at on the tab control to get to the different tabs. Right now we're on the first tab, so let's press the right arrow key.
Property sheet, Stream Companion, audio notes, 2 of 2.
And now we're on the audio notes tab. So if we shift tab,
help, H button, audio notes, tab control,
and then tab back, you'll see that we're now on the audio notes tab. And let's examine this. Let's press the tab key.
About you button.
This is the about button, and that will also be on the first tab control as well.
Audio notes on PC. Audio notes on PC. P. No selected item. List view.
This is the list box, or list view, where your audio notes would be found on your PC.
Read only. Edit box. PC audio notes location O. See documents and settings. Jeff Bishop, my documents.
And again, this is the read-only text box where we can see exactly Graphic. Where it's looking for notes.
Browse PC. B. Dialog. Button.
This is the browse PC button again.
Audio notes on storage card. Audio notes on storage card. S. Unchecked. 0000001.3 GB. Status. Not selected. Size. 0.1 MB. List view. 1 of 4.
And this is the list box or list view of the actual notes that are stored on our SD card. And remember, we have 4 notes here.
Select storage card. D. IVR notes. Combo box, 1 of 1.
And this is the location again of where the storage card is located.
Convert, V, button.
This is the convert button.
Play, Y, button.
This is the play button. And what you can do here is you can preview a note before you actually convert it.
Graphic.
Thus allowing you to listen to it to ensure it's the one that you want to convert.
Remove. R button.
This is the remove button.
Refresh. F button.
The refresh button as before.
Close. C button.
The close button.
Help. H button.
The help button.
Audio notes. Tab control. 2 of 2.
And we're back to the audio notes tab control. And then if we tab again.
About. You button.
We get back to the about button. Let's go ahead now and move back to our first tab control, and this time I'm going to use another way of moving back to that by using Control Shift Tab. You can move backward and forward along tab controls by using Control Tab to move forward and Control Shift Tab to move back. So let's do a Control Shift Tab.
Property sheet, Stream Companion, books on PC, books on PC, P. No selected item. List view.
Well, the first thing that we need to do is change the path that the Stream Companion software looks at to locate some books. And I've created a folder called Samples. It's on the root of my drive C. So I'm going to go ahead now and change the path to that location. Let's press Tab twice.
Read, browse PC, B, dialog, button.
And I'm going to press the space bar on this Browse PC button.
Space, see documents and settings, Jeff Bishop, my documents, 6 of 12, expanded, preview, graphic.
And we need to, and now we need to get to this samples folder. So this is a tree view, and I'm going to use the left arrow key to get up to the drive C.
My document, Jeff Bishop, documents and set, local disk C, 1 of 9, expanded, depth 3.
We're now at drive C, and I need to get down to the samples folder. So I'm going to press the S key.
S, samples, 26 of 34, depth 4.
And there we are. We're now at the samples folder. And I can simply now press the Enter key.
Property sheet, Stream Companion.
Now that we've selected the samples folder, there will be no reason to select this again, unless I wish to change that location in the future, or unless I remove the software and reinstall it. If I do remove the software and reinstall it, then it will default to the default location of My Documents. If you wish to keep all of your books under My Documents, then there's no reason to change the default location, and all of your books will automatically appear in the list view upon startup. You may have noticed this if you've placed books in the My Documents folder. Now that we have selected the folder, we need to get back to the list view. So let's use the Shift Tab key, and we need to press that twice to get back into the list view. So let's do that now. I'll press Shift Tab.
Read only. Edit box. PC books location O. See samples.
And we'll do it again.
Graphic. Books on PC. Books on PC. P. Unchecked. Charlotte's Web. Status. Not selected. Size. 0.4 MB. Path. See samples. List view. 1 of 3.
We are now in the list view of books. If you are not storing your books in the My Documents folder, then after selecting the folder, it may take some time
Graphic.
To evaluate the number of books that are available within that folder. In this case, in my samples folder, I've only placed 3 books, therefore making it pretty quick. However, if you've downloaded a large number of Bookshare books or any other books that you may have, then it could take some time for the Stream Companion software to scan and find them all. So if you notice that you're not getting any speech feedback or any feedback from your Braille display, then don't be alarmed by this. It may take a few seconds for the Stream Companion software to locate them all. The really nice thing about the Stream Companion software is that it will start looking in the directory that you specify, and it will search throughout all of the subdirectories within that directory, locating all of the DAISY books available, and it will present them all to you in the one list view. You can then up and down arrow and check and uncheck whichever books you would like. As the Stream Companion software is analyzing the folder structure looking for books, it will not look inside of zip files, such as those obtained from the National Library Service. For this reason, you're going to need to unzip them and place them in a folder. We talked about this in Section 7 of the audio tutorial, but we'll mention it again in Section 11 when we talk about tips and tricks, when we show you how to transfer a book to a thumb drive to be used on your stream. Right now we have 3 books available in this list view, and the status of each book is shown in the list view as you up and down arrow in the list and check and uncheck a book. The first book here is Charlotte's Web, one of my favorite books that I read as a child. And let's go ahead and check this book.
Space. Checked. Charlotte's Web. Status. Selected for transfer. Size. 0.4 MB. Path. See samples. 1 of 3.
And it's now checked. The the Stream Companion software told us that it's been selected for transfer. Let's press the down arrow key.
Unchecked. Getting things done, the art of stress-free productivity. Status. Not selected. Size. 1.5 MB. Path. See samples. 2 of 3.
This is another book. And let's go ahead and transfer this one, too. This is done by pressing the space bar.
Space. Checked. Getting things done, the art of stress-free productivity. Status. Selected for transfer. Size. Graphic.
And let's down arrow one more time.
Unchecked. The South Beach Diet, the delicious, doctor-designed, foolproof plan for fast and healthy weight loss. Status. Not selected. Size. 2.5 MB. Path. See samples. 3 of 3.
And let's check this one.
Space. Checked. The South Beach Diet, the delicious, doctor-designed, foolproof plan for fast and healthy weight loss. Status. Selected for transfer. Size. 2.5 MB. Path. See samples. 3 of 3.
So we have about 4.5 megabytes of books to transfer to our SD card. And let's go ahead now and tab.
Read only. Edit box. PC books location O. Browse PC. Books on storage card. Books on storage. Combo. Edit box. Select storage card D. Read only. Edit box. Space on storage card before operation. 3849.1 MB. Read only. Edit box. Space on storage card after operation. 3844.7 MB.
So as you can see here, it's done the math for us. It showed us that we have less space if we do this transfer.
Transfer remove selected books. T. Button.
And this is the button that we'll use to transfer the books to our SD card. And let's go ahead and press the space bar on this. And this should go relatively quickly.
Space. Read only. Edit box. Dialogue. Stream compan graphic.
They're transferring.
Okay. Button. Dialogue. Successfully completed. The operation was successfully completed. Default. OK. Button.
And the books have been successfully transferred to the SD card. And depending upon the speed of your computer, it may take less time or maybe a little more time, depending upon the content that you're transferring to your SD card. We have a dialog box here that's presented this message to us, and we need to close that dialog box. So let's press the enter key.
Transfer remove selected books. T. Button. Property sheet. Stream companion. Refresh. F. Button.
And I'm going to shift tab here to get back to the list of books that are now available on our SD card.
Transfer remove. Read only. Read only. Edit box. Combo. Edit box. Select storage card. Books on storage card. Books on storage card. S. Unchecked. Call of the Wild. Unchecked. Charlotte's Web. Status. Not selected. Size. 0.4 MB. Path. IVRDTB Charlotte's Web. 2 of 6.
And we now have 6 books available, and Charlotte's Web is definitely here. I want to keep Charlotte's Web, but I want to get rid of the other 2 books that are available now.
Graphic.
On the SD card. So let's find them and check them.
Unchecked. Climbing the Highest Mountain. Unchecked. Getting Things Done, the Art of Stress-Free Productivity. Status. Not selected. Size. 1.5 MB. Path. IVRDTB. Getting Things Done, the Art of Stress-Free Productivity. 4 of 6.
Let's check this one.
Space. Checked. Getting Things Done, the Art of Stress-Free Productivity. Status. Selected for removal. Size. 1.5 MB.
And now let's go ahead and down arrow again.
Unchecked. The Magical Worlds of Harry Potter, a treasury of myths, legends, and fascinating facts. Unchecked. The South Beach Diet, the delicious, doctor-designed, foolproof plan for fast and healthy weight loss.
And let's check this one.
Space. Checked. The South Beach Diet, the delicious, doctor-designed, foolproof plan for fast and healthy weight loss. Status. Selected for removal. Size. 2.5 MB. Path. IVRDTB. The South Beach Diet, the delicious, doctor-designed, foolproof plan for fast and healthy weight loss.
And let's tab now.
Combo. Edit box. Select storage card D. Read only. Edit box. Space on storage card before operation. 3844.3 MB. Read only. Edit box. Space on storage card after operation. 3848.3 MB.
So as you can see, we're going to get a little space back after we remove these two books.
Transfer remove selected books. T button.
And again, this is the transfer remove button. So let's press the space bar on it.
Space. Yes. Y. Button. Dialog. Confirm delete book. Are you sure you want to delete the following getting things done the art of stress-free productivity? The South. Beach diet the delicious doctor-designed foolproof plan for fast and healthy weight loss. Default. Yes. Y. Button. No. N. Button. Cancel. Button.
The Stream Companion software is now asking us if we wish to remove these items. And yes, we do. So let's press the letter Y.
Y. Read only. Edit box. Getting things done the art of stress-free productivity deleting in progress. Dialogue. Stream Companion processing. Okay. Button. Dialogue. Successfully completed. The operation was successfully completed. Default. Okay. Button.
And these are now removed from our SD card.
Dialogue. Looking for books.
So as you can see, the Stream Companion software allows you to very easily copy and remove DAISY or NISO books to your stream or your SD card. You no longer have to create folders on your SD card and then copy the content of the book into that folder. The Stream Companion software does it all for you. If you are an RFBND or CNIB member, then you can also get content shipped to you on CD. In this case, use the Browse PC button and select the drive and press Enter. Once this is done, the Stream Companion software will analyze the CD and show you the list of books contained on it. You can check those books and then transfer them to your stream or to your SD card. The other feature of the Stream Companion software is for it to allow you to listen or preview your notes and then convert them to a format compatible to the PC, to play on the PC. So let's do that now. I'm going to press Control Tab.
Audio notes on PC. Audio notes on PC. P. No selected item. List view.
And we don't have any notes right now on the PC, so we need to go and find some. And what I'm going to do first is show you the list that are available on the SD card, and then we'll preview a couple of them. And then what we'll do is we will convert them to a format that the PC can play. So let's go ahead and tab.
Read only. Edit box. Browse PC. Audio notes on storage card. Audio notes on storage card. S. Unchecked. 0000001.3GP. Status. Not selected. Size. 0.1MB. List view. 1 of 4.
So here's the first one.
Unchecked. 0000002.3GP. Status. Not selected. Size. 0.1MB. 2 of 4. Unchecked. 0000003.3GP. Status. Not selected. Size. 0.1MB. Unchecked. 0000004.3GP. Status. Not selected. Size. 0.1MB. 4 of 4.
Let's go ahead and check this last one.
Space. Checked. 0000004.3GP. Status. Selected. Size. 0.1MB. 4 of 4.
And let's go ahead now and play this one. And we'll do that by tabbing over to the play button.
Select or convert. Play. Y. Button.
And then we will go ahead and press the space bar on this play button.
Space.
We are now doing a long voice recording. I'm not holding down the button at all, and this is quite convenient because then you can move your hands away from the stream and take notes or whatever you need to do inside your classroom, for example. This seems to be a note that we want to definitely deal with and go ahead and convert to our PC. So let's go ahead now and go back, and let's go ahead and check the other three notes, because I'm pretty sure we want to also get those as well. So let's shift tab back.
Convert. Select storage card. Audio notes on storage card. Audio notes on storage card. S. Checked. 0000004.3GP. Status. Selected. Size. 0.1MB. Unchecked. Space. Checked. 0000003.3GP. Status. Selected. Unchecked. Space. Checked.
And now we're doing 0000002.3 GP.
Unchecked. Space. Checked. 0000001.3 GP.
And we also have now checked note number one. And we'll go ahead and place these files into the My Documents folder. We won't change that. Although you could click that Browse button and select a different location if you wanted to change the location where you wanted your notes files to be stored in on your PC. But in this case, I want to simply go ahead and just leave them in the default location. So let's now tab over to the button to convert them.
Select storage, convert, V, button.
And press the space bar.
Space, read only, edit box, dialogue, stream companion processing, OK, button, dialogue, successfully completed. The operation was successfully completed. Default, OK, button.
And the files have been successfully converted. Let's go look at them. Let's press the enter key.
Convert, V, button, property sheet, stream companion, books, audio notes on PCP, group box, name, status.
And let's go ahead and go over to that list view.
Play, Y, remove, refresh, close, help, audio notes, tab control, 2 of 2. About, audio notes on PC, P, unchecked, 0000001.wav, status. Not selected. Size, 0.1 MB. List view, 1 of 4.
As you can see, we now have WAV files here.
Unchecked. 0000002.wav. Status, not selected. Size, 0.1 MB. Unchecked. 0000003.wav. Status, not selected. Size, 0.2 MB. Unchecked. 0000004.wav. Status, not selected. Size, 4.9 MB.
And as you can see, when it does the conversion, many times you'll notice that the file sizes are quite a bit larger than those that were stored on the actual SD card on your stream. This is kind of important, especially if you're recording really long lectures. You need to make sure that you have enough space on your PC to be able to store the files as they are converted from AMR Wideband Plus format to WAV file format. Once you have the WAV files on your PC, you can convert them to an MP3 file if you have the appropriate software on your PC, thus compressing them back down to a smaller, more manageable size. And then, if you wish, you could even copy those MP3 files back to your stream for future use. You'll notice that the file names that you heard here, the 0000 followed by a number, .3GP or .WAV, these are the default file names that get automatically created on the stream as notes are actually created. In section 11 of the audio tutorial, we'll talk with you about the ability of renaming these and placing them in other folders or other bookshelves on your stream, thus allowing you to more easily manage these notes, maybe to give them more meaningful names so that in the future you're able to find them. Because I'm sure that in 3 months' time, when you're getting ready to study for finals, that you're not going to remember that note 0049.3GP was your science lecture. Once you've converted your voice recordings that are stored on your stream, or once you've copied your books or removed your books from your SD card or from the stream, then you'll need to close the Stream Companion software. And we want to go ahead and show that to you because something will happen here that you need to definitely be aware of. Let's shift tab now back to the close button.
About, audio notes, tab help, H, close, C, button.
Here is the close button. And let's go ahead and press the space bar on this.
Space. Yes, Y, button, dialogue, exit. When you exit, please top your USB storage card device using the Safely Remove Hardware dialog that appears. Exit now, default, yes, Y, button, no, N, button, cancel, button.
Now, if you're going to go ahead and exit, what's going to happen is the safely remove hardware wizard is going to open up. Let's press the spacebar here.
Y. Goldwalk-Untitled 1. Quar view. Mode document window. Dialog. Safely remove hardware. Hardware devices. H. USB mass storage device. 102. Preview. Depth 1. Arrow.
And the USB device is listed here. It's really important that you remove your device from this list before removing the stream or your SD card from your PC. So we'll select it. We have a couple of different USB devices here. Let's move down.
WDC-WD2500JS22NCB1. 2 of 2.
This is my external hard drive that's connected by a USB cable. So that's definitely not the one we want. So let's up arrow once.
USB mass storage device. 1 of 2.
And here is the USB mass storage device. And let's go ahead and tab here.
Properties. P. Button. Stop. S. Button.
And here's the stop button. And that's the one that we want. So let's press the space bar.
Space. OK. Button. Dialog. Stop a hardware device. Confirm devices to be stopped. Choose OK to continue. Windows will attempt to stop the following devices. After the devices are stopped, they may be removed safely. USB mass storage device. Generic volume I. SanDisk SDDR113 USB device. Default. OK. Button. Cancel. Button.
We're on the OK button. All we need to do is press the space bar on it, and the PC should tell us that it's safe to remove it.
Space. Safe to remove hardware. The USB mass storage device can now be safely removed from the system. Dialog. Safely remove hardware. Select the device you want to unplug or eject, and then click stop.
Once the devices have been removed from the safely remove hardware wizard, it's important to go ahead and close this dialog box.
S.
We need to tab now to the close button.
Close. C. Button.
And press the space bar.
Space.